Well, it's 24 hours ago. It's not been, you know, not all good, but out of good comes bad. And today I can see that it's been an emotional 24 hours for you. Explain.
Yeah, it's been really emotional. My grandfather, who's always been a wonderful supporter of us, he sadly passed away late last night. And this was for him tonight. So very, very proud. And I'm sure he's looking down.
So going into how difficult has it been to even want to compete?
I've just been a bit dazed, which maybe is a good thing because it takes the nerves away. But he's always been a wonderful, enthusiastic supporter of the sport, and I know he'd be so proud. And if he thought for one second that I wasn't going to come tonight, I was coming whether I liked it or not.
And how did you approach the jump off? What were your thoughts going into that?
I'm coming back again tomorrow night for the Fox Hunter second round with him, so I didn't want to try too hard and make a mistake. I wanted to keep him still right for tomorrow and just go, as fast as I could. And I knew Holly was always going to be the danger, and it proved right.
How much potential do you think this horse has?
Yeah, we've had him since a three-year-old. We broke him ourselves. He's a dream. Certainly one of the best horses I've ever had. And whatever I ask, he can do it. So...
Did you think he'd be the seven-year-old champion at the Horse of the Year show?
Yeah, I knew if I rode right. We've come close. He was nearly one of the leading seven-year-olds at the Addington Young Horse Championships. We had a fence down in the jump-off, which was my fault. So if I was riding right, there was no reason why he wouldn't be right.
Grandfather would be proud. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks.